Looking back at 2011, it was a year for earthquake awareness in the Bay Area. The world witnessed the devastating effects of earthquakes on places like Japan earlier this year and on Haiti and Chile in previous years. In October, precisely on the 22nd anniversary of the Loma Prieta quake, we felt two earthquakes throughout the Bay. The second of those happened while KALW's own Martina Castro was recording an interview at the SOM Arts Gallery.
Another earthquake. Oh my God.
So we decided to ask you what is in your earthquake kit, or if you even had one. More than 300 responded to that request, and many of you wanted to know a little bit more about what should be in an earthquake kit. KALW's Audrey Dilling went looking for answers.
Let's start with a quick review of major quakes that have struck the Bay Area in the last few generations. On October 21st, 1868, a magnitude 6.8 earthquake along the Hayward Fault tore down buildings in the East Bay. On April 18th, 1906, the San Andreas Fault produced the most damaging earthquake in United States history. On October 17th, 1989, the Loma Prieta earthquake claimed its place on the Richter scale at 6.9. It's because of these legendary quakes that on one evening in November 2011, at a cafe in San Francisco, Justin Rubenstein was answering questions about the next big one.
So the question is if House survived the 1906 earthquake, would the 89 earthquake, would it survive a future earthquake? Well, again, I can't promise anything.
Rubenstein is a seismologist with the United States Geological Survey, and at the moment, he's leading a public workshop about earthquake safety. One woman in the crowd wants to know if it's safer to stay inside or run out to the backyard during an earthquake.
Well, then this is a question that seismologists wrestle with. It depends. Generally, in well-engineered buildings, I would say to stay in the building. But if you go to, say, Haiti, what they advise people is to get out of the building. And so that is what people did in the earthquake in 2010.
Another asks whether San Francisco's Outer Sunset District would be destroyed by a tsunami.
It would depend on the tsunami size. What I would say is get to high ground.
Most of Rubenstein's answers include the phrase, "it depends." The USGS can tell you a lot about earthquakes. What they can't tell you is exactly when the next one will happen. Instead, they make educated guesses.
So now we've got a map here of the Bay Area, and what's highlighted are the major faults in the Bay Area.
There are two big ones along each side of the bay, the San Andreas on the west and the Howard Rogers Creek to the east.
But the important thing to look at is this thing right here.
Rubenstein points to a number in the upper corner of the map.
This is the likelihood of there being a magnitude 6.7 or larger in the next 30 years. That's 63%. So for those of you who have just bought a house, this is going to happen in the term of your mortgage.
That's something a lot of people might not want to think about. Neither is putting together an earthquake kit. KALW conducted a survey asking Bay Area residents what was in their earthquake kits. Of the 328 people who responded, 127 said they didn't even have one. Of those who did, many weren't sure they were packing the right things.
People responded saying that they had a lot of different things in their kit, from everywhere from guns to Calvin and Hobbes. If you could boil it down, what are the most important things to have?
Fundamentally, there's a couple real basic things that you need to have. You need to have food. You need to have water.
Soap, toilet paper, contact solution, blankets.
You need utensils. You need warm clothes. You should have money because you'd need to be able to buy things, and credit cards might not necessarily work. And coins would also be useful, just in that cell phone networks very likely will be down, and so you might be able to use payphone networks.
It's also a good idea to pick a contact person outside of the area that your family can call and check in with if you get separated.
All of this is with the expectation that you should be without services for at least 72 hours. Depending on who you talk to, it could be a week or 2 weeks.
Thinking about all the possible scenarios that can occur during and after an earthquake gets a little overwhelming. After just a couple of minutes talking with Rubenstein, I start to sound like the people back at the cafe.
I don't know, like, what if somebody makes a kit and it's in their car and they can't get to their car?
Really, you should have a kit anywhere you're going to be spending long periods of time. So your house, your office, your car. But I think the first step is really getting a kit where you're spending most of your time, which is going to be in your house.
I have a friend who works in the financial district, and he says he spends most of his time there, and it's a liquefaction zone. So he's not going to get ready for an earthquake.
I think with modern engineering practices, it's certainly likely that you're going to have damage, but I think banking on the fact that you're going to die seems a little foolish as well.
Rubenstein says humans have a psychological block about preparing for long-term risk. So getting ready for the big one might take overcoming human nature. But that's better than being overwhelmed someday by Mother Nature. Between the San Andreas and Hayward Faults, I'm Audrey Dilling for Cross Currents.